Well, it's high season in Santa Fe, and I just don't have time to figure out music, so I'm gonna, even though I hate my voice, I'm gonna do one a cappella. I just came up with something because I came up with words, but, and I mean, I know the tune, this tune, yeah. So I used to live up Cabresto Canyon in, from Cuesta, up about 9,500 feet. No electricity, no running water. There was this guy, John Tyson. And he lived down the canyon, and he was worried about me that I wouldn't have enough wood for the winter. So he took his flatbed up. He's like, there one is. And we cut down a Douglas fir that was about 3 feet around. And he stocked my cabin with wood with one tree. And he always had this huge pile of wood. And I was down at his cabin one day. And I walked in and we're sitting around his living room. And I was like, that's a nice bearskin rug you got there, John. Where'd you get that? And he told me this story. And I thought, since our prompt was an unwanted visitor, this would work. John was a lumberjack and he's okay. He sleeps all night and builds cabins all day. I used to love to visit him in his crazy place with his bear skin rug and his ruddy face. One day I asked him, where'd you get that thing? The bearskin rug? He came in the spring. I came home and knew I was effed. Yeah, he came in, but he never left. He was all pissed off. He was raiding the fridge. He just woken up, he sleeps on the ridge. I knew he's out of, oops, I knew he's out of season, so I called me a ranger. He said, shoot him through the window, stay out of danger. So it was sad, I didn't want to do it. But I had to, I just knew it. It took a long time to clean up the mess. I thought he could stay here, it would be best. So that's how I got my bearskin rug. Then he just smiled and shrugged. Sorry, that's all I can do this week. It's been a busy, busy week.